This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, you are listening to the News-ish show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
All right, mate.
Hello. I thought of a new slogan for the show, by the way.
What's that?
The News-ish show, bringing you the newest news now. Huh?
What?
That's it.
So, oh, wait, you seem really excited about that.
That's good.
That's quite basic.
The News-ish show, bringing you the newest news now. Slogan should be basic. Do it. That's basic.
But it's quite hard to say.
No, it's not.
News-ish and new-ish. Hang on.
No. The News-ish show bringing you the newest news now. Is that what I've been saying?
The News-ish show bringing you the newest news now.
Now.
Yeah, okay. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Thank you. Coming up, I'll be taking a look at the broadsheet headlines. That will be followed by Mark Simmons' joke of the week. Then we'll be going to local gossip, where my mum will be giving us the local news, and Mark will be taking a look at his newsletter, from Wheelbarrow Town. Then we'll be moving on to tabloid news from Mark, and finishing with the weather with our special guest, comedian Sean McLaughlin. Okay.
Do you think my bit puts you off, Sean? Do you reckon you'd do it better if...
Well, no, it's because we've changed the order. I've got the running sheet here, and we've changed the order, so it's slightly distracting.
Right, what's happening?
It's now Save It for the Podcast.
Yeah.
It's a section where me and Mark catch up on air.
Yeah, what have you been up to?
Me? Well, nothing really to report, apart from the fact that I watched, for the first time last night, I watched Naked Attraction.
Naked Attraction?
Yeah.
Should we not save that for the film show?
Why? No.
What do you mean, why?
Naked Attraction, not Fatal Attraction.
Oh, someone's just telling me it's not a film. What?
Naked.
That is a film.
You're thinking of Fatal Attraction.
There is a film called Naked. Well, I'm sure there probably is. One of those sort of naughty ones.
Yeah. On websites that I don't know, yes. But no.
What?
Naked Attraction. You must know. It's on Channel 4, where it's like, you know, Take Me Out, but it's like Naked Take Me Out.
What?
You are joking. You don't know what this is.
What? That you've got girls lined up naked, and a guy comes down and look and chooses them.
So when I turned it on, there's a woman. She's fully dressed.
Yeah.
There are sort of five human-sized tubes that men are in. Right. They're different coloured, and
the men are different colours.
No, actually, yesterday they weren't. I thought that was weird, but I thought it'd be a bit unfair.
That's bad, isn't it?
They're all white.
Are they? That's bad, isn't it?
But you can't have
what? Oh, can you see everything?
Yes.
Oh my god!
So what happens is the sort of blinds go up, and it reveals the legs and the genitals. I can't believe you've not seen this. You love loose women. This is the sort of thing you're like.
Wow.
So are you just staring at penises?
And there's an audience. Can you see the penises?
Is that too serious?
Can you see it?
Yes. You watch.
What? No, you can't. That is mad. What? That's nonsense. No way.
I'm not joking.
No way. And that's how they're deciding on which penis they prefer.
No. That's the thing.
Is the thing.
No. They try and get around it.
What do you mean?
So like I will try and get you a picture. I want to see your reaction. Can we try and get Mark a picture of the men lined up? Right? Like Naked Usual Suspects, right? So what happens is the woman looks at, she stood there, she's got a judge these men by their bodies.
Yeah.
But in fact, you know all they're judging them by is the penis.
Oh my god, is that it?
Then, well, that's bums.
Do they show bums first?
No!
Oh.
That's what I thought was weird. Surely build up to the penis.
They go penis,
then bum. Yeah. No, it's bum, then penis.
Oh, hang on, here's another photo. Oh, hang on, I can't see it.
There you go. Sorry, There, that's it.
You're joking. How is that a show?
Yeah, right.
Hang on, do the women do it as well?
Yeah, and then it goes to the women.
And you look at their vagina?
Yeah. There's a
what?
Yeah, and on the show.
And then what happens?
There you go.
Oh, crikey. He's a big boy, isn't he? Oh, my. No, stop. I don't want to see these pictures. Sorry, oh, God, he's not doing too well, is he? Oh, God. That one. No, I mean, if you look like that, if your penis looked like that, you wouldn't go on this show, would you? Would you? Like, you'd only go on it if you're doing all right.
Wouldn't you? I'm doing all right.
Unless he's always been told he's doing all right. Imagine that. You sort of look down, and you're instant regret, but you can't get out of it. You signed the contract. You've got to do
and
it.
And you're in a tube.
You're in a tube. Not on the tube.
The thing is, right, so I was watching this whilst eating, and the neighbours can see into my living room, right?
If they're, yeah, your if TV's they're in, by the window, isn't it?
Yes, in the back garden, right? Mm. So I went to get my food, so I paused it.
Oh, no.
And when I came back, I noticed that the neighbours were out in the garden and could see into my living room, and it had just been on pause on five penises.
Oh my!
And what happens on the show is right. This is what's so weird. It's because no one wants to just go, well, I'm not going with him. That's tiny. They have to sort of talk around it, and they just like.
How?
So this woman would go seriously. Right, the sort of shutters would come up or whatever, and it's the legs and the penis, the lower half of the body. Right? Yeah. And then the girl would go, I'm not really into like hairy legs. And sort of like larger thighs, and then it'll come up and she'll go like,
oh no. Stop, please, producers, please stop putting photos up. I can't.
Looking at the penis.
It's a really weird one, isn't it?
Well, it's weird.
Stop. But surely every show's the same. There's only a certain amount of comments you can make about someone's legs.
But it's so weird because they're just talking around it.
And do the people with their penises out do any talking?
At the end.
Right.
At the end.
Right. And then what happens? They choose which one they prefer.
So she demotes people. So people are eliminated. So, I don't really like wide feet. And it's like, oh, you just want big cock.
Oh, my God.
That is all you want. It's funny, isn't it? All these different things always comes down to the one with the biggest penis.
Is that true, though? Is that...
Well, apparently so, from what I'm told. I've only seen one. And then it goes, and then it goes. Then it went to a guy choosing the women. And
what are you doing?
I just remembered what he was doing.
What was he doing? What are you doing?
That's a gag reflex, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't stop. Don't.
Sorry, I'll tell you what. And then we got to move on. He brought up the fact that he once went down on a woman and she hadn't washed.
Right.
So I shouldn't be talking about this sort of stuff now.
No, it's a bit rude for this show, isn't it?
I know. But that's what I was. It's on Channel 4. It's on. Yeah. Television.
I'm gonna have to watch
it's post watershed, obviously. But it made I started retching and I had to go to the toilet. It was nearly sick.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh well, that's.
Yeah. Watch it.
And report back.
Come back
next week. All right.
Naked attraction.
Yeah, I'll apply.
You're gonna love it. You know when Game of Thrones finishes and you go, "What am I gonna do in my life?"
Yeah.
You don't have that.
No. Cool. Wow. You've been busy, boy.
Yeah.
So, that took a little while, didn't it? Shall we...
We can crack all the news. Our producers keep sending us, look. About two females having a whale of a time. Look, what?
Sending us...
Why is that? Why have you sent that? Because he's got long hair and a beard. It's meant to be me.
Wow.
That is not what I look like.
No.
No. Right.
So
have you got some stuff to catch up on, or shall I just crack on with the... Headlines to the broadsheets.
I was going
to
talk about. I think I almost got mugged yesterday.
You almost got mugged?
Yeah. So I parked up.
Surely we're all almost getting mugged.
Well, nah, I wouldn't think that.
Well, if you're around people.
Yeah.
And you don't get mugged, you are almost being mugged.
I don't think you are almost being mugged, are you? You're just not being mugged.
But what's almost getting mugged?
Well, I'll tell you, Sean. So I parked up in the car park near my flat where it's quite. Isolated.
Yeah.
And as I was getting out, I heard this guy say something like, "Excuse me, mate," like that.
Yeah.
And I was like,
"That could be time. I made that mistake before. Sorry, mate. I haven't got any. Have you got the time?" Oh.
Yeah. And then so I shut the door, and then he kept coming over, and he was like, "Excuse me, mate. I'm meant to be having a meeting." Yeah. It was like really late at night as well.
Yeah.
And we haven't got a phone. Can I use your phone, please?
Who hasn't got a phone?
So I kept walking as I was talking, and I was like. I haven't got my phone.
Yeah.
And he went, "I just saw you using it in the car."
And then awkward.
But I was still walking. So, and then
next time that happens, quick as a flash, just go, "It was an iPad."
Oh, I should have done that. Yeah. I just went, "Sorry."
Or Kindle. Yeah, sorry.
I don't know what to say.
I haven't got a phone, that's what he used in your car. Sorry.
Sorry. But he was definitely going to mug me, wasn't he?
No.
Of course he was.
But he already knew you had a phone. Just because you lied to him, that doesn't mean that he's not going to mug you. He would have mugged you.
Yes, what I'm saying. He was definitely going to mug me initially, wasn't he?
Well, why didn't he mug you then?
Because I didn't tell him. Well, I was a bit bigger than him. I don't know if he knew that when I was getting out of the car.
So he was going to mug you before you got out the car.
I think so.
Oh, look at that strong, well-built, ginger, goggly-eyed.
Yeah, whatever. Goggly-eyed.
Oh, look, I'd love to see him on Naked Attraction.
So, but he definitely, he would have said he was going to buy the phone, take it, and then leg it, right?
Definitely.
Is that
absolutely. Yeah. We've got to move on. We've got to crack on with the news.
Made the right decision.
So, look, let's look at the broadsheets. I don't normally do that, but good. We're going to look at the headlines of the broadsheets. Basically, I've looked at the Times, looked at the Eye, I've looked at the Guardian. I didn't look at the Telegraph. I looked at the Daily Mail. Headlines in the Daily Mail today.
Oh, no.
Shocking.
What is it?
It's just big, bold. It's just red lettering.
Yeah.
Right? Just says black people. What does that tell you? So, across the other papers, we got Brexit. No, I mean, it's big, isn't it? The Daily Mail. They've got to report it. They're doing a duty to the country. Doing a service. Good on them. Look, mate, I'm sorry. It's just Brexit across broadsheets again.
I'm not talking... Sure, so I'm not, we're not... No, we're not, I don't, doing I don't it. Want to talk about Brexit.
Tiny update? Tiny update. No, just I'll just do a tiny... No, we're not going to talk about it. It is a news show, and we do bring the newest news now.
NNN. That's quite good.
Thank you. Yeah. So, basically, Tories are telling May to hold firm and not offer an extra £20 billion on top of the £20 billion already owed to the EU when Brexit.
None of that went in.
Fine.
None of that went in.
I don't want to talk about that. No. So I've gone through the papers. There are various things. Yeah. Gone to page two. Sorry, it's me crinkling the paper. Lovely noise, though, that. Reminds me of the winter. You know that noise?
When you're screwing
up paper
fire.
And put the fire. Lovely.
When have you ever done that?
I've never done that, but I've witnessed it. I hate any physical sort of activity. That's not lovemaking. You do have to qualify there. You don't want to sound like a sort of frigid square. Okay, so obviously, big news of the week. Cult leader Manson dies in prison, aged 83. So the Guardian's still reporting this today.
Right.
Charles Manson, the pseudo-satanic sociopath behind a string of notorious murders that shocked California out of its late 1960s cultural reverie? What's that word?
Reverie.
R-E-V-E-R-I-E. Reverie or reverie? What do you reckon?
Reverie, I reckon.
Reverie died on Sunday after almost a half a century in prison. At 83.
Wow, so it's 33.
It's annoying, isn't it, that a murderer has done quite well? Got to 83, you'd go, not bad. Yeah, well, 83, you'd go, not bad there.
He's not enjoying it, though, is he?
Huh?
He's not enjoying it, is he?
By the way, reverie means a state of being pleasantly lost in one's thoughts. A daydream.
So what did it say about reverie in the sentence?
Sort of late 1960s cultural reverie. You know, the 60s, sort of love and peace and all that. So it's a reverie.
Hang on. So
quite nice.
He murdered... So there's all that
good
love
word.
And peace.
Yeah.
He murdered some people in California. And then that stopped...
That ended love and peace.
Apparently, no, it can't have done.
Exactly. No, that is sort of glamorising it.
It's only one place. It's not like people in England... Well, I don't know. Maybe they were bothered by it. But that's not... That, no.
What?
How many people did he kill?
I've got fact check. How was it? Well, he didn't actually kill any.
What?
Well, yeah, no,
he didn't kill anyone.
Well, he started a cult.
Yeah.
Of people called the Manson family. You heard that? The Manson family?
Heard about them?
Yeah. That's the Adams.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what they're based on?
I don't think so. No, but anyway, so the Manson family was this cult group that Charles Manson led, and he basically manipulated, I don't know how he did it, convinced people to kill people for him, one of which was director, Roman Polanski's wife at the time, pregnant wife, very dark, and probably we shouldn't go there.
No jokes about this.
No,
but,
obviously not.
But, hang on, so he...
Sharon Tate was the name.
So he got, what about the people that did the murders?
Yeah,
did they go down longer? Like, is that worse? What's worse?
Probably the murdering.
The murdering's worse.
Yeah, or I don't know, convincing to someone to murder. Was that that WWF storyline when Stone Cold Steve Austin got run over by a car by Rikishi? Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
In 1999, Survivor Series, Stone Cold got hit by a car that was revealed later on next year that was done by Rikishi. And then that storyline didn't work, so it turned out that Triple H had convinced Rikishi to do it. And now, who's worse there, Rikishi or Triple H?
Rikishi.
You'd still be angry at Triple H, though. You'd still be angry at Manson. You wouldn't go, well, he didn't do it, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, 50 years is quite a long time in there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, deserved.
Oh, 100%. It's good. Do you think that's good? Do you think he should have been allowed to live in there?
What do you mean, live in? What?
What do you reckon he should have been?
What, he should have been executed?
Do you reckon?
Oh, no, I don't know about that. Is that where we're going
with
that?
Big old topic.
Well,
we bring you the newest news now.
The death penalty.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think what's worse, death.
But he didn't actually kill anyone.
Imprisonment.
Surely. He must have killed someone. Because you're not going
to. I have read.
Can you imagine? No way is he getting people to do it, and he's never tried it.
Well, it does. That stuff does happen, doesn't it? Look at this. Look, the word "pig" was written in blood on the front door. This is the front door of
what?
One of the murders happened. The word "pig" was written in blood on the front door where he murdered Sharon Tate.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should move on. This is a bit dark.
Bit dark, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what he did at the trial? It's shocking. On the trial, he carved a Nazi swastika into his forehead.
In the trial?
Yeah.
In court?
Yeah.
He didn't do it in court.
He turned up to court with a swastika carved into his head.
So is that what he was into? He was not. He was a Nazi.
Do you have any tattoos?
No. Me? No chance.
No. Would you not get a tattoo?
Nah.
If you had to
Why would you scar perfection?
If you had to carve... Oh, God. You should go on Naked Attraction. If you had to carve a logo into your forehead, what would it be?
Oh, God.
Well, the swastika is a logo.
I'm not going to...
Very recognisable one.
Don't suggest the swastika for me.
No, I'm not. As logos go.
I don't know. What have you got one? You put the QPR logo, wouldn't you?
If I had to, I'd put the QPR... badge into my head. Only if I had to.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you put?
Right. I don't think I would do this, but the only thing that's coming to my head is the Nike tick. I don't know why. That's all that I'm thinking in my head. I'm just thinking, just do
it.
It's
just powerful marketing because I think Nike is one of those logos. When you think of when you think of logos, you think the Nike tick.
Yeah. That is what
went.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? What did you get so excited about?
The M for McDonald's, and that would be my M for Mark. I could do that one.
Not bad.
Yeah, But then again, it's the same thing.
I'm loving Mark. Nice.
Oh.
There you go. That is a terrifying picture there that's just come up on the screen. For that's just for us. Our producer's winding us up. The listeners can't see that. There's Charles Manson looking absolutely terrifying. Anyway, there we go. So from Charles Manson, we've gone to the Golden Arches from McDonald's. I think that's time
Better
for
play a song.
And we'll be coming back. Mark Simmons will be doing his joke of the week, and then it'll be local gossip. Right now, it's Blink-182, What's My Age Again?
I took her out, it was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out, and she took off my pants. But then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I saw more of these my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? But later on the drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy. And that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody loves you when you're 23. And I should wanna lose my bank phone calls. What the hell is call ID? My friends say I should have my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? Thank you.
freshman year. What the hell is wrong with me? My friends say I should have my age. That's about the time that she broke up with me. No one should take themselves so seriously. With many years ahead to fall in line, why would you wish down on me? I never wanna act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
Presents Pencil Buster Incorporated.
The self-proclaimed first lady of sex, Charlotte Rose.
Hello.
And I thought that a lot of people were bad kissers. So then I thought, I'm always involved in these bad kisses.
Yes.
So maybe I'm to blame.
Shall I see what you got?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
This is brilliant.
That was actually really nice.
Yeah!
Ramsell Nottingham is now a bad boy lipser.
Every Wednesday, Pencil Buster Incorporated from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Check it out. Now, time for Mark Simmons' joke of the week.
Mark Simmons' joke of the week.
Go.
Is that his children in need this week? If someone
is it?
It was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
did you not know that?
No.
Huh?
What? Good telly.
Well, I didn't watch it.
What do they do? Are these sort of remakes of popular programmes, that sort of thing? You didn't watch it.
I flipped on.
Okay, interesting way to start watching television.
Somersault. So I flipped on and there's just people singing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. So if someone asked me to come up with ideas to raise money for charity, I'd run a mile.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So right. Well done.
Thanks.
Topical joke there. I wasn't really paying attention.
I know.
Sorry.
You're looking at what was being written to you on the computer screen.
Yeah. But I'm sure it was good.
Yeah.
What was it? Quickly, just say it again. You don't need to do the timing. Just say it.
So if someone asks, you're not focused.
So come on.
Look at me.
Come on.
Look at me.
All right. Come on.
Look at me. In the
come
eye.
On.
If someone asks me to, no, because then you're just gonna go, it was rubbish anyway.
No. All right. I don't. I like your jokes. What are you on about? It's why we get on.
Yeah. So, if someone asked me to come up with an idea to raise money for charity, I'd run a mile.
Okay. Yeah. No. Good. It's good. It's good. It's good. Right. It's now time for.
Unbelievable.
It's now time for. Keith, have you heard about Debbie's son?
No.
He's moving back in.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I know, terrible.
What, after the incident?
Well, exactly after the incident, you know what happens.
Oh, yeah, but remind me.
Well, you know his girlfriend, yeah. Sheila, you know the one, reckon she got pregnant from the swimming pool.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's saying that, they're just having a separation, trying to have some space, but I reckon he beat her.
Beat her?
Oh, yeah.
Beat her up?
Oh, yeah.
What makes you think that?
After the pregnancy, by the way. Not like dark and that. Just a little slap here and there, you know, put in a place.
Oh, no.
I know, but you can tell the kid, even though it's just a little toddler, you can tell he's definitely got prison and he's older.
Do you think so? What do you reckon he'll do?
Well, for start off, when he'll be a teenager, he'll be doing graffiti. You can smell that easily. Yeah. Oh, yeah, graffiti, definitely. Then it's going to get darker, more like murder and all that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You know what they got? You got a teddy bear, right? You know that Winnie the Pooh, little teddy bear, right? But because Sheila's got like immature sense of humour, isn't she? You know, all dark and all that. She scraped off Pooh, which is written shit.
What?
So he's got a teddy bear, Winnie the shit. Already, he's only a little toddler, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, no.
And he's moved back and he's causing trouble already, making it hell for his mother, he is.
What, the toddler?
No, Debbie's son.
The dad?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She moved back in with the mum because he clearly beat his girlfriend. That's what it is.
Oh, no.
I know. Causing trouble. Do you know what? He's stealing money.
Who from?
From his mum, Debbie.
All right.
I know. He says that she's not, but everyone knows. When she wasn't looking, he took 20 quid out
what
of her bra.
What does Debbie do for a living? What does Debbie do for a living?
Debbie don't do not for a living. She claims she does. Oh, I look after people's cats. It's rubbish.
Oh, is it?
Absolute rubbish. Done nothing. Nothing.
Oh, no.
Nothing. Yeah. It's local news. So we're going to be looking at the newsletter, Mark.
Oh, it was my newsletter.
My mum's on hold. We're going to be looking at the newsletter from Wheelbarrow Town. What's been going on?
Well, more notice board stuff, but I don't think we should really talk about that. It's been a bit overdone, isn't it?
Yeah. What's the notice board? It's still not locked.
Yeah, but they've also having trouble with people like putting their adverts over other people's adverts. So it had two separate bullet points in this week's newsletter.
Okay.
But we won't go into
that.
It's
almost like we should just... Your section of the local gossip should just be about the notice board of Wheelbarrow Town.
Yeah, mate, I should go and have a look and see what's on it and just report back. Someone says, I'm sorry to have to report some vandalism in the Minis. A sad individual decided it'd be fun...
Vandalism?
Yeah.
A sad individual.
Yeah, oh, it gets better. A sad individual decided it would be fun to deliberately cut all the electric fence wires that contain the sheep. The wires were all cut in three places. Capital letters, pathetic.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's... But oh, and also it comes back...
Nothing, just reporting it. No plan of action, just reporting it.
No. Yeah,
so
just
had the sheep escaped?
No, they said luckily it was repaired before the sheep realised. So, I mean, it'd been in a while as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. So yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's it really from unless... I have got one other thing.
Go on.
The ploughing match was a great success. It was a lovely sunny day.
The ploughing match?
Yeah, do you know what a ploughing match is?
No, I don't think... It's like farmers. Do most people know what a ploughing match is?
Well, I don't know, I know, but I'm from there. But
go on.
It's where farmers compete at ploughing fields.
You are joking.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people?
But I didn't really know what it was, because I assumed it was a race. But it's not a race. It's who can sort of plough in the straightest line and stuff like that.
Oh, my God. See, this is why I don't like the country.
What's wrong with that?
That, like, your folk, stuff like that. How do you get a kick out of that?
What, watching it?
Yeah, but anything to doing it, watching it, anything to do with it. What are these people doing?
I mean, I have to kind of agree with you on this one.
Well done.
Yeah.
Thank you. You getting used to the city? Do you think you'll ever move?
No.
To London? No.
No, I'm not going to move to London.
What's wrong with London?
Ah, it's just, you know that mugging situation? That's very unusual in Canterbury or anywhere like that. But round here, I reckon it happens all the time.
Never happened to me in London. And I have to walk through an alley to get home.
But you're
an alley.
You're quite unapproachable.
Do you reckon? What do you mean?
For muggers. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I just think you look like you wouldn't...
Stand for it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You just... Yeah, I just think... Well, to be honest, you put...
Come on. What was that bit of phlegm? Come on.
Yeah, sorry.
To be honest, what?
They might think you're one of them.
All right, mate. How's it going? Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Okay, let's look at some tabloid news.
Oh, are we?
From you. This is your section.
Okay.
You've been going through the red tops.
Yeah, your mum's not around.
Mum's not around, basically.
She's not answering the phone.
I'll update you. My mum, we did manage to get hold of my mum, but she says she can't talk at the moment and that she'll call us back.
Oh. Mm. Well, she's getting a bit big for her boots now, isn't she?
I know. Basically, I know what's happened. She's forgot, and then she's doing something.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Do you reckon the bathroom will be ready?
I know the bathroom's ready.
Lots of people have been asking me about the bathroom.
Are we going to do my own mum's... We're going to do my mum's local gossip.
Yeah, it could do.
I did speak to her in the week, so I can do it. I'll do it. If she doesn't call back, I'll do my mum's local gossip.
Okay, we'll do first, shall we?
You can be me.
Yeah.
This is what we'll do. You be me, and I'll be my mum.
Okay, all easy. Right. Fine. So do you want to do that after the tabloids? Or now?
We'll give my mum a chance.
Okay, cool. Shall I be you when we're talking to your mum, just for a laugh?
See if we can fill
that. I can do it. Do you want me to do an impression of you?
No. Yeah, go on then.
All right, Mark. How's it going?
You prick.
What?
Unbelievable.
You've got nasally. You always go on about it. You call me goggle-eyed.
I've got one working nostril. That's a disability. Mine's a disability. Yours is you just look weird.
Is it really a disability?
Yeah.
Surely, if you
put a lot of pressure on my chest to get... Yes, but yes.
Why don't you do that?
Because I went to the doctor and he said, oh, that I might have, I can't remember, something in my nose and you use nasal spray. And it's like, mate, come on.
He advised
I've
you
only
use
had
nasal spray.
One working nostril with a hole in my life.
But did you use a nasal spray they told you to use?
You've got to finish it.
Got to finish what?
The nasal spray.
And have you finished it?
Not yet.
What? Have you been using it?
Yes, two sprays every day. But he knows I can't tip it away and go back in because he knows how long it will take to empty the bottle.
He knows.
There you go.
How long ago was that?
What, nearly a month. What are we talking about?
Go on. Right, so it's a recent thing. You've been trying to go and get it sorted.
Well, it's just because as I've gotten older, it's putting pressure on my chest. I'm finding it more and more difficult to breathe.
Yeah, I think you should get that sorted.
Thanks, Mark.
You'd feel amazing, I reckon, if you could get all the oxygen.
Well, imagine I'll sound different because I'll have two passages.
Oh. God. Actually, this brings me onto the story quite well.
What is it, Al Porter?
Oh, no.
Come on.
A Labour council leader sent a clip of a woman pleasuring herself with a cucumber.
Excuse me?
To all his contacts by mistake.
Again?
He sent a clip of a woman pleasuring herself with a cucumber to all his contacts by mistake. And he's been sacked.
Was it his own clip, or was it a clip that he's sort of viewed? Like, is that his own film, if you will?
It was porn.
Oh, just general. Well, not general. General cucumber porn.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How did you get off on that?
Wow. I don't know. You just.
Wow.
I'm not going into it.
I don't mean her.
All right.
I don't know how she gets on with it.
So, have you ever done that?
Like, what? No, I have not. I don't even like vegetables.
Have you ever sent something to someone that wasn't meant to go to that person?
Definitely, 100%. Do you know what I used to do, which is a bit weird? I don't know if this is weird. I think people do this. Is when I was at school and I first got the Nokia.
Right. 3210?
Yeah. Well, I think I had a 3310. No. 3310 was my first one.
Yeah.
And what I'd do is if I... like fancied a girl and somehow I had her number.
Yeah.
What I would, is this creepy or is this normal?
I feel like it's creepy
everything,
already.
Everything you do as a teenager is sort of creepy. I know that you've got to tell you've got to tell our listeners about the tennis.
No. I'm not telling anyone that story.
Okay. So basically what I used to do is I would text like what was her name? Say Sophie Edwards, this girl I had a crush on. I'd text her and I'd go, how are you, mate?
Yeah.
What are you up to?
Yeah.
Right? And then I would text her back immediately afterwards going, sorry, that wasn't meant for you. That wasn't meant for you, but how are you anyway?
That's amazing tactic. I can't... That's so funny.
Yeah. Did you ever do anything like that?
I feel like I have start a conversation. Like
do you know what would happen? Do you know what I learned very early on?
What?
Is if a girl, and this probably applies to men as well, but if a girl ended a text on hope you're well, that meant leave me alone, stop talking to me forever.
Yeah.
That is what hope you're well means.
Yeah.
When someone puts in a text hope you're well, that means stop texting me. I do not fancy you. Go away.
But when you're that
because
age,
if you fancy
don't...
someone, it's end of a question.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not necessarily.
Well, what do you mean?
I don't think you need to ask a question because I think if...
But if you do put a question, that definitely means you fancy...
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
But too much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Unless it's like, you know, why are you running late?
Yeah. Why do you keep texting me?
Yeah.
Come
on.
What? So, tennis story.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not text. Oh.
Come on.
It's really embarrassing. Okay, so I used to play tennis when I was like 14. And there was, I hope they don't listen to this.
Of course they don't listen to this.
No one listens to this.
Come on, they do.
They do.
Listenership's going up. In fact, I will just say now, thank you for rating and reviewing the podcast on iTunes. We appreciate that greatly. Getting lots of nice reviews. So we really do appreciate it because it helps us go up the sort of charts thing and more and more people will listen.
Yeah. So anyway,
was that a good plug? That felt a bit lazy.
No,
but just, I'm really grateful because
I am as well. It
feels
nice.
Like people, what they're doing is they're listening to the show, and if they've not heard it before, they go back and listen to the others.
Yeah.
Even though the news is they're not new news, but old new news.
So we're bringing the old new news now, but a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Go right, Mark's tennis story. This is how he used to try and appeal.
Okay. So there's a girl that lived in the sports and social club, like with her mum.
She lived in the sports and social club?
Yeah, so her mum ran the sports and social club.
She lived in it?
Yeah, but they got on the side. Like, they got like a flat attached, like above it. Like a pub having a flat above it. That's not weird. Why are you looking at me like I'm mad?
That is weird!
How is that weird?
We live in a social club.
No, on the side
of
it.
That's like a leisure centre.
No, it's like a village. It's a village, remember?
Oh, you're
so
creepy
just a
village.
It's a bar where there's tennis courts, there's bowls, and there's football.
Right. I still think that's a bit weird. I live at the sort of social leisure sports centre.
Anyway, I really fancy this girl. definitely wasn't interested at all. And so what I'd do is...
She hadn't seen you naked.
Because her window, like, or the house window, I don't know which room she lived in.
The house window.
Yeah. So sort of overlooked the tennis courts.
Yeah.
What I'd do, which I thought would impress her... is I go up to the tennis courts on my own.
Yeah.
And I got a big serve, right?
I've got a powerful serve.
And yeah. I thought it'd be impressive. I just went up on my own and just kept serving really hard. And she'd think, and that would impress her. But look at it now. All it said was, this guy's got no friends. Oh my god. Oh, I can't believe you made me tell that.
Oh my god. Some of the stuff that I've done. There's a girl called Amelia Alini, right?
That's a nice name.
It's very nice. Amelia.
She should be a pop star.
Well,
I think. Yeah. Anyway.
Tell her that. she probably listens. Right, so we used to speak on the house phone.
Yeah.
But no one at school sort of knew we were friends. And we would speak on the house phone. Because that's when you didn't have a mobile phone. So like, we'd ring each other's house phone and you'd have to speak to the parents, which is always awkward. Hello, is Amelia there, please? Amelia! Sean's on the phone!
Would she do that?
Yeah, like winding her up. And then we'd talk for like hours.
How old were you?
And then, 13, 14, okay. sort of, yeah. 15. And then, so one day... no one at school knew that we were friends because she was sort of popular and I was a bit of a loser.
Oh, right.
I think she was ashamed.
You weren't a loser.
I was.
Oh.
Difficult to believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so what happened was I then one day asked her out on the phone and said, like, would you... Remember, you had to go, like, would you be my girlfriend?
Oh, so cringy, isn't it?
So, like, at the end of the phone call went, would you be my girlfriend?
And had you been really building up for this as well?
Oh, it would have been weeks, yeah.
Yeah, oh, God.
She hung up.
What?
She hung up. Would you be my girlfriend? She hung up. So I'm dead cold. I'm going into school the next day. Like, what do I do? Suddenly, rumours are going round. She's going to say yes. So it's gone out.
What?
It's got out. Yeah, it's got out.
Like Twitter.
Yeah, it's gone viral. She's going to say yes. So
hang on. How does everyone find out?
So she's obviously told a friend. A friend's told a friend. Do you know what I mean? A couple of retweets.
But she hung up on you.
Huh? Yeah. She's just nervous.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Oh, God.
So rumours are saying, yeah, she's going to say yes. We walk, after school, we walk up a field to the bus stop. That's what you used to have to do. You used to have to walk up a field to get to the bus stop. It was the winter.
Yeah.
It was very wet.
Yeah.
I had my hands in my pockets.
Oh, you did have
We were walking up the hill together. And her friend, whose boyfriend was my friend. So it was like, almost like a double date. But she's not officially said yes. But she was going to say yes at the bus stop, apparently. And I slipped over. I decked it. Head to toe, covered in mud. The whole of the school is walking up the field. Hundreds and hundreds of people laughing at me. And that's when I knew I'm going to be a comedian. I've got it.
And what happened?
She said no. And then she went out with someone else, apparently.
Because of the
mud. I
think
his name was something Ryan Prince. She gave him a hand job. Disgusting. Right. Where's my mum? Is my mum here yet? No, my mum's not here, so we're going to have to do my mum's...
I mean, we're going to lose listeners next week now.
I know. If you're new to the show, my mum basically gives us her news from where she's from. But luckily, I have spoken to her this week, so I can just do an impression of my mum. You'd be me.
Hi, mum. Should I do one nostril?
Do one nostril.
Hi, mum.
Oh, hello, Sean.
How's it going?
Oh, very well. Oh, the dingles.
Oh,
the
no.
The dingles, they're now,
mum,
still
mum, mum, stop going on about dingles all the time. What else is happening?
Well, all right. Oh, could I just say hello to all my fans?
Mum, they're not your fans.
Okay.
They are fans. You're just part of the show.
Oh, can I get my own show?
No, mum. Oh. Being coming at Christmas.
Oh, can I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, everyone wants to know how the bathroom's going.
Oh, the bathroom's
Oh, by
finished.
The way, I paid for the bathroom.
Oh, That's so kind and thoughtful of you, Sean.
So what's with that then?
I'm glad your listeners know how truly kind and thoughtful and good and pure you really are.
Oh no, I'm a good boy.
So Nicky, you know Nicky from next door?
Oh yeah.
Oh, he's done the bathroom. He's done such a wonderful job. It's all a bit fancy for me. Like, you walk in, she genuinely told me this during the week. You walk in, and as when you walk in, it's got automatic lights, so the lights go on.
Really?
Yeah, when you walk in, it's like Star Trek.
She said that. She said that. This is all gold she would have said.
It's not Star Trek. Star Trek.
Does she say Star Trek?
No, I wish she did.
It's not Star Trek.
Oh, right.
My mum's here. The real deal.
Cool.
Okay. Oh, no, she's not here. Oh, let's just say my mum's turned into Mick Jagger. Oh, no, my mum's... Mick Jagger's sort of like, oh, Keith, oh, Mark, oh, how's it going? Oh, bathroom, oh, it's great.
So what else has happened?
Well, that's it, really. Got the bathroom done, so that's nice. The toilet laid down, lovely. Yeah, not much else, really.
Can you put Dad on for the sport?
Well, he's asleep. I'll go and have a look. Michael! Michael, Sean's on the phone.
Alright, Dad. Hello, Dad.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. The time has come for your sports news coming to you live from Brighton, England.
Hello.
Please welcome.
No, wait for the thing. Man, Dad, you got. Dad, you got to wait till the jingle stops.
Sean?
Alright, Dad, how
hello.
You going? How are you?
I'm fine.
What's happening in the football this week?
QPR lost, no?
Yeah, the accent.
I'm doing is quite slightly limerick there, but the QPR lost.
What's happening in my...
Did you go?
Yeah, I went with...
Did Pierce go?
Yeah, he did.
I wasn't meant to go, but I didn't go. It's raining now as well.
What's happening?
But the rugby is going around the Munster now.
How did that match go?
What?
How did the rugby go?
The rugby is quite grand. I should be able to get over the game next year and be trying the County Car, County Clare.
Yeah, we should, yeah. So what, any other news in football?
I don't know, Manchester City are running away with Pep Guardiola. Wenger beat Spurs now, Arsenal beat Spurs. It's a big London derby, and for Wenger to be leaving it now, but he's back. Mancini's Spurs has let himself down a bit. Harry Kane is, should have been a better player in the sporting game. Anyway, I'll leave it to Sean, should I?
Oh, is it?
Sean,
come back on your phone.
No, I think
we got to go, sorry.
Okay, fair play. Speak to you next week. I'll come to the game, we're sure.
If Piers isn't coming, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's second easy.
I love the show. Sean, no, fantastic comedian, and so is Mark.
There we go.
That's nice of your mum to come on.
Very nice. Cool. So, well, you got any more tabloid news?
Tabloids. Oh, just Paul Hollywood's being a bit naughty. He's from
what's he done?
I think he's had an affair. With one of the contestants.
You're joking.
Thanks. Oh, hang on.
Why haven't you checked before? This is worse than me and the Manson story.
We only ever usually get through one of my stories, but yours must have been a bit. There's not many tabloid.
We do one broadsheet story, and then we play a song at quarter past. That's what I did.
Yeah, I don't know.
I missed a section.
We missed a section.
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah. But him and his wife have split up officially. I tell you, I've seen Paul. That's not a very good story, but he lives in it quite near where I live, Paul Hollywood.
What?
Yeah.
What a weird country with sheep.
No, because I'm in Canterbury now, aren't I? But I think he probably does live in the country.
I'm in Canterbury now, mate. I made it, mate. I'm in Canterbury. Mate, living it up, mate. What are you
on about? So I was having my car washed.
We've got a Griggs and everything.
You know the ones where you sort of go in and all the cars line up and then...
You saw Paul Hollywood at the car wash?
Yeah. So you know ones where you go in, you put your car in, and then...
I know what a car wash is, yeah.
Yeah, no, but there's different sorts of car washes, Sean.
Okay.
So it's one where there's loads of Romanian guys, and they all sort of just descend on the car.
They do.
They're amazing. They're so good. But these ones are great, because what you do is they'll take... Let's say, leave your car's keys in, and then you go and have a sit-down. They make you a cup of tea, a nice biscuit, and you sit around...
Is that where you saw Paul Hollywood?
Yeah, but Paul Hollywood, like, really nice car, he wouldn't sit with us. He wouldn't sit with the normal people.
Where did he sit?
He went and stood round the corner, so he didn't have to talk to anyone. I thought it was really rude.
That's fair enough, though, isn't it?
Is it?
It's just
supposed to get his car washed. Surely he should have stayed in the car. Best place for it.
Nah, because they get in there with the Uber, don't they?
Okay, fair enough. What, the Romanians?
Yeah, they do.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. So news, Manson's died, Paul Hollywood's divorced. And what was the other story?
The cucumber.
Okay, there you go. Right, it's now time for a song.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, it's What Went Down with the Foals. After this, we'll be talking to our comedian guest, Sean McLaughlin, who'll be giving us the weather.
Very exciting.
Buried my heart in a hole in the ground, with the larks and the roses and the cowards downtown. They threw me a party, there was no one around. They tried to call my girl, but she could not be found.
tune. False. What went down?
Too loud.
Brilliant song. Look, my mum's called.
Oh,
she's here. So we've got to be quick because we've got Sean McLaughlin on the line. We've got to quickly talk to my mum.
Yeah.
Mum, hello.
Hi there. I'm in a car with Sally and we're driving back from Lewes, going to Brighton.
Okay. Hello, Sally.
Hi, Sally. Dad.
Hi. Mum, quickly, give us an update. Just to confirm, bathroom done.
Hello, I can't hear you, but anyway, I've just had a big medical and I've had to check my, you know.
Oh, I don't bring the show down. We can talk about that off air. But everything's all right, though.
We're on the motorway and I can't hear a word you're saying.
But everything's all right.
Bathroom. How's the bathroom?
Everything's fine.
Right, good. What about the bathroom?
Oh, that is amazing. The bathroom is amazing. You've got to come round and see it. What? It's just this world, out of this world.
Why would
Daddy hasn't seen it yet. So we're driving back to the house and Daddy will see it. So, but it's all white, brilliant white, with all silver sparkly bits.
Nice.
And,
Broke the
panel. Oh, yeah, Michael broke. It's just been installed and Michael broke the bloody shower door.
Already?
Yeah, but Nicky's managed to fix it.
I paid for
but
that,
unbelievable. You know what? It's just unreal.
Okay, are you telling me, you remember you told me about the lights? What about the lights?
Oh, the lights, yeah. And they're just so brilliant. They're the most expensive lights you can get. And also, Nicky felt so sorry for me because B&Q left me in the dark in the kitchen. So Nicky, out of his own money, put lights in my kitchen.
Oh, that's very nice. I should reimburse him for that. That's very kind.
Yeah, such good luck.
Okay, great. Well, you're cutting out now, Mum, but thank you for updating us. She's gone. We've got to talk to Sean McLaughlin anyway. Yeah. We've got to get the weather.
Bye,
thanks,
Mum.
Bye, Sally. Goodbye. Right, there you go. It's now time...
For the weather.
For the weather. Hello, Sean McLaughlin.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
How are you?
Good, very good. Mark, why don't
you
say hello?
Good, I'm good too.
I always find this freeway thing quite difficult to sort of get my words in, so I'll just usually let you two talk.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen you in ages, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, I'm cracking. Thanks, mate. Yeah, I'm good. What are you up to?
I'm in my friend's house in Cheadle in Manchester.
Oh.
He's at work and I've been staying here because I've got gigs up here. And it's kind of boring. I was kind of just looking to play maybe some Theme Hospital. So, actually, I'm really glad this came up.
Are you smashing the gigs?
I guess. I mean, they're for students. They don't really know what the fuck they want. But I'm doing fine.
What gig was it?
I'm doing a series of gigs at, like, the different uni campuses.
Oh, nice.
I've been up here for, like, 6 nights, so I'm getting a bit stir-crazy.
Also supporting, last time I saw you, Tommy, it's amazing, supporting the old Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, the old Ricky Gervais.
Well,
wow, what size venues are they?
Look at you getting in on that. Oh, what size venues are they? I wish I could do size like that.
The ones in Europe are pretty big.
Are you doing arenas? Are you an arena comic now, McLaughlin?
Yeah, I'm an arena comic.
Wow, that's
unbelievable.
That's so good, man.
The problem is it kind of doesn't suit my act at all because I go on and talk about how shit my career's going and then people go, well, we paid 50 quid a ticket, you dickhead.
And you're not that shit. You're now an arena comic. This context is all wrong.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be involved in a sex scandal pretty sharpish to save my act.
I'm sure that can be sorted. Now, listen, Sean, right, okay. Basically, we've been talking about sort of failures from a young age with girls at school, mistakes we've made, bad texts. I did a thing where I would text a girl pretending that I was texting a mate and they would say, oh, sorry, that wasn't for you, but how are you anyway, to try and get the chat started. Do you have that sort of thing? No offence, Sean, I can't imagine you were great with the ladies when you were at school. No offence.
Well, no, I mean, a lot taken, but fair enough, it's your show. I think, in school, I was generally okay. It was when I went to uni that things really nosedived.
What went wrong?
Well, the thing is, at school, I hung out with really uncool people. And so it wasn't that hard for me to be okay. But at uni, I kind of fell in with a cool crowd, and that's when...
Oh, so you were sort of a big fish in a small pond, and then you went to uni, and you... Yeah, were the opposite.
Yeah. I guess so. I mean, at school, I remember once... Oh, what did I do? I think I once called up a girl that I really liked, friend.
Oh.
And pretended to be the girl.
What? What? What do you mean? What do you mean?
I was like 11 or 12, and I think I was with a friend, and I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to pretend. I had some scheme. I can't remember what it was. But it was really low-level stuff, and I sort of pretended to be her. What was it I was saying?
I mean, that's
about
also
the other day,
almost like sex that. Scandal. Almost like you were doing it early. That sounds awful.
Yeah.
I once, do you know what I did? I gave a girl like 20 to 30 missed calls. Because I was ringing her thinking she was engaged. If someone's engaged, back then, they didn't really know. You didn't have, like, call waiting. Yeah. It just went through their engagement, put the phone down. So I wanted to get this call out the way. My adrenaline was up. I was ready for it. Turns out she wasn't engaged. She was abroad. And the dial tone was just the abroad tone that you get. So she got 30 missed calls off me.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's a pretty intimidating thing to come back from, isn't it? You're on holiday.
Exactly.
So did you just put on a high-pitched voice, Sean?
Do the voice.
I think so.
Voice.
I can't do it. I think my voice hadn't broken yet, so it was kind of... It still felt like everything was up for grabs in terms of...
Genuinely, right, let's pretend now. Let's just say you've got to call this girl. You like this girl. You're going to call her friend. For some reason, you think this plan is good. Genuinely, you want this girl's friend to think it's her. Think of someone now. I don't know if you've got a partner... Yeah. Try and imitate her voice as best you can.
Okay, well, here's what happened. This was the day of landlines.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'd done a good enough impression that I'd got through the mum. Her mum had picked up the phone.
Well done.
So I was doing something like, hi, can I speak to Corinne? And it was it's so depressing. I really probably shouldn't be admitting to this, but...
It's good.
I have got a partner at the moment, but she's Canadian, and so I can't figure out that accent at all.
What was the plan, though? Like, how was that going to help you get this girl?
I think I was going to ask her. I was like, can you remind me? Something like, can you remind me what I've been saying about Sean? Oh,
that's brilliant.
I'm not proud of it. It's pretty.
No, you shouldn't be. You've got nothing to be proud of. Mark was looking at the tabloid stories. He found a story where a person had sent a... What was it? Sent a video.
Emailed a clip of a woman pleasuring herself with a cucumber to all his contacts by mistake.
Have you ever pleasured yourself with a cucumber?
No, I haven't, and I kind of resent the accusation. No, I've never gone near it. What? I've never even eaten a cucumber. Why would I?
Prefer a courgette.
Where did you... No.
Okay.
Oh, well, courgette. Yeah, well, courgette I have. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. Yeah. Well, look, we don't have much time left. Basically, the main reason we've called you is not to find out really what's been going down with your career, but to find out what the weather is where you are. So you're in Manchester somewhere.
Yeah.
Wait for the build-up. We've got... Wait, because this is the best bit of the show, famously.
Okay.
The weather.
Go.
It's pretty mild in Manchester, like a bit overcast. It'll probably rain tonight. But I went out earlier and I just had a denim jacket on and that was enough.
Thank you, Sean. Been a pleasure. Perfect.
Thank you, guys.
Take care, dude.
Bye, mate.
Ta-da. Sean McLaughlin there. Yeah. Comedian. Very funny man. Go and check him out on Ricky Gervais's tour.
Just wearing a denim jacket.
Yeah. Naked Attraction, maybe he's on that. Look, we've got to play a song. It's his song that he chose, Random Name Generator by Wilco. This has been the Newsiest Show with me, Sean Walsh, and joined always by Mark Simmons. Check out also our other show on Fubar Radio, Film-ish. Goodbye.
Bye.
Suppose dong, bye.
Listen to the wheel, this will win.
zone.